Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me in.
Hey, listen, you know, any way we can squeeze you through the gauntlet here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
The eye of the needle, all that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
Sam Panisi's comment this morning. I'm sure you want to do a quick little response to that. He was, for those who may have missed it, was asking, is it the Arcata Community Forest or the Arcata Community Campground?
Yeah.
Take your pick,
right.
Label it appropriately,
right.
And let's
right.
March forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a... I went through Humboldt in the late 70s. Okay. It was a place where it was kind of quaint then. People were living in stumps. Okay.
Sure.
Now the quaintness is gone.
Nothing quaint about it.
But the living in
it.
The
yeah.
stumps, it continues on.
Yeah, nothing quaint about that. It's, you know, it's such a difficult issue to police. And, of course, no, we don't want people camping in the forest inappropriately. It is a non-camping, a non-living area. It's a community forest that is
there is
just
no appropriate
that.
Overnighting.
There is not. No, there really is not. How do you police it? How do you police it appropriately? I've known Sam a number of years, and I think that he would also question whether or not it's appropriate to give those people who are camping there citations and you know, the enforcement side of it, which is really the dilemma. In part, not completely, but you know, how do you police that fairly? How do you deal with the homeless issue that is in there, that's mixed in? And then how do you deal with, again, the appropriate use of the community forest? It's not appropriate to camp in the community forest. You know, there's so much trash, garbage, human waste that's
are these
left.
Are these the folks, Tom, that are simply living outside of society? So you can't really appeal to their greater, you know, the greater cause, the community impact. It's not the right thing to do. That kind of stuff?
Pretty much. This is not our, and I just for me, I break it, try to break it down a little bit. I don't know how appropriate or inappropriate it is, but, you know,
hey,
I like to think.
This is a PC-free zone.
Okay,
here,
PC-free. So, you know, I like to think. Not that I like, but I generally think of our chronic homeless as quote unquote our true homeless. And then there's another group that is much more visible that's out on the plaza, the traveling crowd, the backpacks, the puppies on a string, that group. That's the group that is negatively impacting the community forest and other areas in our community. The chronic homeless typically, just really broad statement, but the chronic homeless generally, you're not seeing those guys and gals. They are pretty entrenched in low places, want to be left alone.
Want to be invisible.
Yeah, they typically are, for the most part. You know, there's other issues there too, and that's a really broad general statement, but the people in my experience who are negatively impacting our community, social norms, comfort level, is that traveling crowd that comes through.
Now, you've said travel, and I know that some folks see them as transitioning, moving, urban traveler, all the kind
urban
of cutesy,
traveler, yeah.
cutesy phrases. Of those folks, how many really are moving through the area, or how many have just decided to hang out here, but they just don't? They're not setting down roots. They're not trying to get jobs. They're not trying to get involved. They're just kind of hanging out, I guess, like living off largesse or trust funds or whatever it might happen to be. That so they're here, but they're here for extended 6 months, 9 months,
right,
12
right.
months. They leave, somebody backfills in.
Yes, that is the group. It's generally not 6 to 9 months. It's generally a few weeks.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
it's much higher turnover.
Yeah, absolutely. And then within that, maybe there'll be a couple of people who linger about, but you see the population certainly turn over time. And it's really interesting to see it and to I don't know that interesting. It's just, it's almost this social...
Cultural thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So why here? Well, I mean, you guys interact with them, and I know what the Eureka guys have talked about. Came here for trimming jobs. They weren't here, so we just decided to hang out.
Hang out, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Is that the scenario that Arcata's having to deal with, too?
Similar. Yeah, very similar scenario. The clientele's a little bit different, but it's a similar scenario. I think that Arcata has that, more so than Eureka and other local communities, has more of that Santa Cruz, Portland, Berkeley feel.
Well, the school was going to bring
right,
that
the school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The school component to it. So I think there's maybe more of a sense of it's a cool place to go. Arcata's a cool place to hang out and to...
Won't be hassled.
Just right, kinda, right, yeah. Right. And that's a challenge.
If budget was not an issue, so it's purely theoretical.
Okay.
How many of your guys and gals would you need to have in the forest to make it the way that you would like to have it?
I would need three additional staff specifically designated to the forest.
Three 24-hour
No, three. So what I'm thinking is I would have three full-timers on both sides of the week.
It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman. Talk Shop's presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Tom, one of your favorite days, I'm sure, is coming up in a week and a half. This isn't Daddy Tom.
Right,
this is Cop
right.
Tom.
And it used to be such a great day when my kids were younger, taking them out trick-or-treating. Uh-huh. But it has been co-opted by the 20-something-year-olds, at least in Arcata.
It
feels like it.
What is the thing Detroit deals with? All Devil's Day, Devil's
right,
Night, whatever
right.
that is, which kind of, I guess, in combination yeah. with some of the... The protesting that's been going on the
right.
last couple of years pretty much says do whatever you want with no
right.
repercussions.
It's a free for all, right?
Which, you know, again, if you get back into the norms, yeah, okay, fine, great. You know, so do whatever, but you're still being normal. It's kind of
right.
like the
yep.
Super Bowl celebration and people go and burn cars.
Exactly. You know,
exactly. How
do we
connect?
Get there? Right. How do we get there? You know, and I just, it feels to me like the days of police cars driving slowly through the neighborhoods as the kids are out with the parents, and it was such a great time.
Waving, yeah.
right. Just being, you know, out there so everyone's safe. We don't even do that. You know, the volunteer patrol does for the city of Arcata. I can't spare the officers to get out in the neighborhoods for trick-or-treating. It's like... Let's redefine Halloween, please.
Right.
let's call it something different. Do something different. But for us, you know, the plaza over there the last many years has been kind of the epicenter for a lot of that age demographic.
Chicanery?
Yes. Debauchery.
Like that word?
I would almost say debauchery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're...
That's right, because they're climbing on top and doing all
yeah,
kinds of goofy stuff.
Yeah, we've been successful in mitigating that, keeping them off the president.
Little pig grease?
You know, funny you say that. I wanted to do that. This is several years ago. It's just a funny story. I thought that was a great idea. Let's grease McKinley. People can, well, they won't be able to climb it.
Right.
They won't be able to. The idea got just a tiny bit of traction. Then I had to go to the attorneys, literally.
For liability?
Yeah. And they shot it down. They said, no. Nope, it's an attractive nuisance. And you would have some liability if you greased the statue and then somebody tried to climb it, slip and fall. I think that's not true, but that's, you know, you pay attorneys for their advice, you got to follow the advice.
Versus not doing anything and having somebody climb on it and trip and fall.
Yes. Right.
Doesn't one show an attempt to prevent?
I don't know. I gave up. But I just thought it was a stroke of genius. I thought, let's grease the damn thing.
Right.
And
not worry about it.
Not worry about it. Nobody can get up there. But we didn't do that. Instead, we did a much more expensive route of doing some fencing. Crowd control fencing. Not the, you know, tall fencing, but the crowd control fencing. And then
just
having
the razor wire on the ground, yeah.
Having to staff it with police. And, you know, that's just all, it's expensive.
And it's taking away from
right.
something else that could be covered.
100%, yeah. So we've really put a damper on that. That has not happened in the last few years on Halloween and on New Year's Eve. There's been no McKinley climbing.
Ascent.
Yes.
Kind of sounds more mountaineering-esque.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Mount McKinley, right. Okay. Is there any complicity with the bar owners around the plaza for this, or are these folks showing up with their own stuff from pick a grocery store or
right.
pick a liquor store,
right.
getting blottoed in public and then just going crazy?
Primarily, people are, you know, in the bars, in and out of the bars. And, you know, I'm not blaming the bar owners, but certainly it is profitable. That is a very profitable weekend and evening for them.
So Tuesday night
is going to be, the bars will be full and there'll be a lot of cash for drinks and there's a lot of money exchanges. You know, it's I get it. It is profitable for
right.
them at a great expense, though, to the community.
KINS, News and Information Times, 840. We'll be
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 845. We're back talking shop this morning with Tom Chapman. Tom, so are your hands, I don't want to say handcuffed. That's not the right image for this one.
No.
Are your choices limited on what you can and what you can't do in anticipated crowd control situations? We had the scenario yesterday at the school with the public speaking thing from the supremacist
and
the issues associated with that. Certainly the plaza isn't to that extent.
No.
But it's still crowd control.
It is.
Along that continuum.
Right.
Do you have the flexibility that other communities have in crowd control, or do you have to play by a little different set of rules because it's California?
It is a little different set of rules. And I think it's maybe more specific to the community as opposed to California. I think there's probably areas in California that a more full police response would be accepted.
Lassen County. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So, specific to us in Arcata, what we'll do typically is we try to anticipate what reality is going to be, but then also prepare as much as we can for worst case scenarios. Hard to do, but.
Well, you had a recent.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
you had,
for
to,
sure.
you had to deal with. And, you know,
yeah, so we try to, you know, we try to plan that as much as we can, have equipment staged. Maybe people would be surprised or not, that for Halloween, we will have riot gear staged, readily accessible for our officers to access if we needed to.
The just in case.
It absolutely is. It is the just in case. Never want to use it. Hope we don't have to use it. But we have to be prepared. And so we'll do that as much as we can. But again, we're going to be limited by staffing. It's a small rural area. I can't get 50 police officers to a scene in 10 minutes, you know, like our Southern California folks can.
With the undue concentration around the plaza, does this leave the rest of the community exposed?
Yes. Over and over again.
So
day in and day out.
So the neighborhood watch folks really come into.
They play a vital role. Yeah, they really do play a vital role in our community, and that's hard. You know, people want to just be left alone and live their lives and not have to be a neighborhood watch person. But I think that's not the times we're necessarily living in. It's difficult, but we do rely on that. We rely on the community to help. As much as we can.
What are a couple of things that you would suggest, whether it's a formal neighborhood watch or just trick-or-treating and you're walking through neighborhoods, or you got different folks walking through your neighborhood because they've got the little guys attached?
You know, I think people just need to be vigilant, be aware, not be necessarily hyper-vigilant. That's a tough place to be, but just be aware of your surroundings. Just kind of common sense approach stuff, you know, our parents taught us or we learned in school or whatever. Just kind of be aware. And if you see the stranger, obviously there's going to be new people in the neighborhoods trick-or-treating, but you know,
somebody without a kid,
right? Somebody without a kid lurking in the dark. Hey, call the police. That's a good one to call for. And, you know, I think that sometimes people hesitate and don't want to bother. You know, we get a lot of phone calls. Well, I shouldn't say a lot, but we get several phone calls of, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to bother you guys. You know, I wasn't sure if I should call. If you're not sure, call. Just
but there were four shots in the neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah. Call. Well, you know, I assume somebody else was going to call. No, call. Call the police. It's okay.
Really quick, and I didn't mean to put you against the wall, but. The 911 situation a week and a half ago, the lack
so
thereof.
So frustrating, yeah.
Has that been addressed?
It is being addressed. It is unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. And if it means a different service provider, that's what we're doing.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
My pleasure.
And driving safely through the wicked town of Eureka. There's a backstory.
Yes.
Talk to him when you see him. We've been talking shop with Tom Chapman. See everybody on Monday.